It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Are you excited about the Olympics?
Oh, I thought that was the Hunger Games music. I'm not even joking.
Are you excited about the new Hunger Games movie?
I'm so excited.
In a way, it is like the Hunger Games. They do have competitions.
Except hopefully everybody stays alive.
Yes, I'm just reading about this. This is kind of like breaking news. So, I mean, with the time difference, I don't know whether to say it happened last night or early this morning. But, and I'm not going to tell you that I am up to speed on how France's transportation system works. But from my understanding, it's all done by high-speed rail.
Oh, okay.
And earlier this morning or last night, they've been hit with some widespread acts of vandalism.
Like oh.
Arson.
Oh, my God.
On the high-speed rail system, at least in three different places. There's video this morning of people who, I presume, are heading to Paris for the Olympics to get there by the opening ceremony. They're stuck in train stations right now.
Oh, wow. And that's putting a damper on things for sure. That sucks.
So France is investigating this as criminal acts of vandalism. Why they're doing it, I'm not sure.
Come on. Yeah, let us have nice things. Let us all come together just once. One time every 4 years. That's all we ask.
I hope people stay safe through the duration of the Olympics. Is that what you were talking about?
No.
Wait, there's something else that happened?
No, I was just saying, it reminds me of the Hunger Games, but everybody dies in the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't referring to anything serious.
You said that I hope people stay safe. I thought that's what you were referring to.
No, I just meant, the Hunger Games, because it's crazy and, nobody survives. That's the whole point.
Gotcha. So the opening ceremonies are this afternoon, live at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Because, oh, okay, cool.
Because of the time change, but you can watch it on NBC or Peacock in primetime tonight. They will re-air it, depending on how you enjoy your Olympics.
What a wild time. I just got done watching Love Island on Peacock, and now I get to watch the Olympics. Talk about range.
Yeah, so opening ceremonies, LeBron James is the male Olympian representing the United States. He's going to be carrying the flag. Coco Gauff is a U.S. tennis player. I'm embarrassed I have not heard of her, but she is representing the females and carrying the flag at opening ceremonies. Lady Gaga and Celine Dion are performing at opening ceremonies tonight.
Oh, wow. You know what I'm really excited about for the Olympics, though?
What?
I've been reading about this for the past couple months. Cleveland's very own Morrell McCann, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. But she's a female boxer. She's from right here in Cleveland, and she's going to be in the Olympic Games. And she's the first ever female from Cleveland to be in boxing.
I did not know that. I think there's a lot of or a handful of Clevelanders representing us at the Olympics.
Yeah, I've seen them across a bunch of different sports, but she's one that I'm definitely very excited to watch, I would say.
I started watching. They've already started some events.
I noticed that. I'm like, how can you start events when we haven't even officially kicked things off?
I'm not sure. I guess they wanted to get a jump on it. I started watching soccer last night, U.S. women's soccer, because they're one of my favorite teams. I'm going to be following them. And they beat Zambia 3-0. One thing that I was confused about, and I don't really know the answer to the question, but as I'm watching the game, I'm noticing the stadium is like half full.
Maybe nobody's there yet.
That's possible. I mean, it could be the transportation issues that they're having right now. It could be maybe it's just because it was a match that happened before opening ceremonies, and so people aren't there yet. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
It was just odd to me. I'm watching this, and it looks like a losing baseball team's stadium in September or something like that. It was just a handful of people in the stands.
Like, wow, we really couldn't sell this event better. It only happens once every 4 years. Come on.
Yeah, come on, guys. It's the Olympics.
I'm excited, though. I do love the Olympics, and the Summer Olympics are my favorite, so... This will fill my void of something to watch for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm watching, like I said, U.S. women's soccer. That's my favorite team.
I love gymnastics, obviously.
That's what you'll be watching?
Yeah, and swimming. I do like to watch swimming, too. Thank you, Michael Phelps.
Okay, so hoping that there's no more incidents in France today and the opening ceremonies will begin this afternoon and there won't be any more problems. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Sabrina Carpenter. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. I'm trying to get my wife Paula on the line because I have a question that I wanted to ask her. So let me know when she is on, please. Alyssa, let me ask you that. Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Not currently, but usually. I have always had a TV in my bedroom.
Isn't that the best?
It is. It's great. I love having a TV in the bedroom. But, like, right now, I'm like, we don't need one because it's only a one-bedroom apartment. We've got a TV in the living room. I have my laptop in the bedroom. So, like, if I really want to watch something, I'll just put it on the laptop, I guess.
That's not the same. I like watching TV on a TV. I don't like being on a laptop.
Why? Like... It has to be on the TV. Actual television.
I feel like it's the height of luxury.
A laptop is like a mini television.
Yeah, but to me, it's not the same. It's just not the same experience. I don't know. I like it up there on the wall.
But did you grow up with a TV in your bedroom?
No. In fact, I don't think I've ever had one. I can't think of a time when I've had. Maybe in my dorm room, there was a TV in the dorm room. And so I would lay in bed and watch TV. It's something that I want to do, but it's something that my wife has always put a stop to. She said, I don't want it. I don't want a TV in the bedroom for whatever reason. I can't even remember what reason. She's here now. Hi, Paula.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
By the way, Alyssa met Paula this past weekend during our double date.
I did.
Our mini golf double date. Yep. Alyssa gave you a good review on Monday. I don't think I told you.
Oh, good.
I told him that I want to go get mimosas, get some brunch, and just talk some smack.
Yes, sounds wonderful.
Without me. She's implying that she wants to do this without me.
Well, yeah, you weren't invited.
Yeah, that doesn't need to be said, though.
Yeah.
I just have a question, Paula.
Okay.
Why have we never had a TV in the bedroom?
Well... we have 5 TVs in the house. So if you want to watch something, you can go somewhere else to watch it. But you can also watch on your phone. You can watch on your laptop. Like, there's literally no reason to put more holes in the wall and put another TV on the wall.
I don't like watching TV on my phone or a laptop. I like the experience of watching it on a TV. I like watching TV on TV.
Then find one of the other 5 TVs in the house.
Yes, but when it's late at night and we're just laying there in bed... Or when it's Saturday morning and you just brought me a cup of coffee, wouldn't it be cool to just flip on the TV and watch something together?
Okay, well, maybe I don't want you laying in bed. Maybe I want you to get up and find something to do.
Yeah, why are you laying in bed?
Yeah, if you need help with that, I've got list of stuff that can be done around here.
You read in bed. Why can't I do something that I enjoy in bed and watch TV?
I don't know. Go find somewhere else to do it.
Again, that defeats the purpose. I want to be in bed. I like bed.
Find somebody else's bed then. go find somewhere else to lay in bed and watch TV.
Yeah, go be horizontal in front of one of the other TVs.
All right, no one's getting this point. Bed is a safe place. I like bed. I want to wrap up like a cocoon in my bed and watch TV. Why can't I do that?
Just put it on your laptop, like everybody else.
Are you saying our couch is a scary place for you in the front room?
Yeah, do you not feel safe on the couch, Bill?
All right, I'm misunderstood, as usual. Do you think a TV in the bedroom ruins relationships?
Well, that's what the thought process was a long time ago, but then everybody got device upon device upon device, and now everybody's just watching whatever they want on their devices in the room, so I don't know. But that was what the thought process was a million years ago before everybody had technology at their fingertips.
I thought you were going to say, our relationship is already ruined now.
I totally thought that's where she was going to.
So who cares? Put a 70-inch TV in the bedroom. Who cares? That's all that's going to happen in there.
Thrown in the towel.
Hey, if that's going to make you happy, go for it.
Oh, okay. A concession.
Oh.
I'll go sleep on the couch, which is extremely scary in the front room, apparently.
Be safe out there, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Bye, guys.
216-474-0104. What happens at your house? Do you have a TV in the bedroom? Is it any kind of a detriment to your relationship? Is there someone, does your SO not permit you to have a TV in your bedroom?
I was going to say, and if you don't have a TV in the bedroom, why?
Yeah.
Tell us why.
Because I think it sounds glamorous. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104, Friday morning. You're too sweet for me. Hozier, Q104, The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I want a TV in the bedroom. For whatever reason, my wife has always resisted the idea of putting a television in the bedroom. Her excuses always change. I think at the beginning of our relationship, she thought it would hurt the relationship. Now she says, oh, we've got enough TVs in the house. Go somewhere else and watch TV. And she's missing the point. I want the TV in the bedroom because I want to watch TV in bed.
I will say, after 17 years of being together, it seems like a random time to all of a sudden want a TV.
You think so? Am I being random right now? I
feel
don't know.
Like that would have been something to discuss at the beginning of the relationship, would it not?
Well, the answer was no at the beginning of the relationship, but I don't give up. I just wait 15 years and then I will try again.
He's playing the long game.
Dee Dee is in Cleveland. Dee Dee, good morning.
Good morning.
A TV in the bedroom, good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. I personally love a TV in the bedroom, but currently I don't have a TV in my bedroom. My fiance thinks it's a bad idea. He thinks it takes away from family bonding time. Mm. So he feels like, hey, come on out the room. Go watch TV elsewhere. Like, we have TVs in other rooms, but in the bedroom, he's like, no, let's not do it. But before, we had a TV in the room, and I was perfect with it. Like, I think it's a good idea. Like, I want to be able to relax and watch TV in my room, kick my feet up, stretch out a little bit. I can't do that all over the couch or just even in the kitchen. We have a TV. So, like, I can't relax in the kitchen. I think it's a great idea.
I know how you feel, Dee Dee. I know exactly how you feel. Alyssa, would you say that bonding can happen if the two of you, if you're watching a show, if you're binging a show with your SO? Isn't that a bonding experience right there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say some of the best bonding experiences that my fiance and I have are watching stuff.
And so if Paula and I are in bed and we're just on our phones, and there's my phone right now, dinging, I'll turn the ringer off. If we're on our phones in bed, and it takes us so long to get through shows, it takes us so long to binge. And if we're in bed, I can understand. It's like, well, nobody wants to get out of bed and then go to the couch to go binge watch a show. Mm-hmm. But if the TV were right there,
might be a little easier.
Different story. Aaron's in Westlake. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
What happens at your house? Do you have a TV in the bedroom?
So, okay, I think that there should be kind of a line that is an expectation, more or less. So, my opinion, kids, like, I never had one growing up because my parents didn't want me just cooped up in my bedroom. So, kids, I don't think should ever have TVs in their bedroom. That's personal opinion. But I think that having one in the bedroom as adults or with your significant other or whoever is a good idea, to a certain extent. like, I don't think one should be on the couch, one should be in the bedroom. I think there should be a line of, like, okay, let's only watch it. Like, I have one in the bedroom. I'm folding laundry. I'm going to turn on a movie for background noise just to watch it while I'm folding laundry. Or, okay, now, instead of phone time, if we're both in here, let's watch something. Not, hey, while you're making dinner, instead of sitting on the couch with you, or, you know, in the same room, I'm going to go in the bedroom and watch TV. So a line of, okay, in the evenings, once we're in bed, we can turn it on, or you're folding laundry or things like that, but not you go in this room, I go in the other.
100%.
Okay, yeah. Some ground rules.
Ground rules are good, not just for a TV in the bedroom, for everything. To have the expectations set in a relationship and everybody's on the same page and you'll have a happy, happy life.
I think that that's a pretty decent compromise, though. Have, like, set ground rules, set times that you watch. You got to be in there together, or just, like, cleaning up or folding laundry or something like that. You can't just hang out in there.
Great conversation this morning.
Next on the Q Morning Show.
Please do not let Alyssa go unbeaten in Alyssa's College of Knowledge for two straight weeks.
Why don't you want me to get that W, Bill?
Because somebody needs to win at some point. Why not today? 216-474-0104. We have tickets to the Cuyahoga County Fair, a three-question general knowledge trivia contest. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always go with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Someone has to end this winning streak. Maybe it's going to be Paul in Painesville.
It might be.
Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Could you take her down today?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take her down.
That's some confidence right there. Let's see if he can live up to it.
All right, first let's get her out of the studio. Paul, will you ask Alyssa to leave, please, so we can get started?
Alyssa, can you please leave?
Fine, I'll go. Good luck.
Paul, it's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have three general knowledge trivia questions for you. If you get more right than Alyssa, then you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. As of this morning, 13 wins, 0 losses. Let's take her down.
Let's do it.
Question number one. Jennifer Lopez had a birthday this week. How many times has J-Lo been married?
3.
What is the name of the retirement fund that is usually sponsored by your employer?
401k.
And our final question, who is the official male Olympian representing the United States during the opening ceremony of the Olympics?
LeBron James.
Paul, you did excellent. You have a good shot of taking her down today. Let's get her back into the studio here. Thank you for listening, by the way. How's your summer going?
It's good. How's yours?
Not too bad. Kids go back to school in a couple of weeks, so we're getting ready for that. I think back to school shopping starts next week.
Yeah, same here. 3 weeks away from our kids going.
Alyssa has returned.
I'm back.
And Paul did well, so you've got to have a game today.
Okay.
Alyssa, are you ready for your three questions?
You know I am.
Jennifer Lopez had a birthday this week. How many times has J-Lo been married?
3? Oh,
4.
That's not good.
4 is the answer that we're looking for. What is the name of the retirement fund that is usually sponsored by your employer?
401k. Yeah.
We are tied 1-1. Question 3. Who is the official male Olympian representing the United States during the opening ceremony of the Olympics? He'll be carrying the flag.
That would be LeBron James.
LeBron James.
2 for 3, Alyssa. Paul went 2 for 3. We have a tie today. Paul, you did great. You didn't take her down, but you held your own, buddy.
Keeping me on my toes, Paul.
We had all the same answers.
And we have tickets for the Cuyahoga County Fair for you. We are not giving tickets to the fair for Alyssa. We're only giving them to you.
Thank you.
These are all yours.
My name is Paul, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So have you ever fallen for a scam that has been texted to you? Because Alyssa has...
Almost.
And I'm not going to make fun of you at all, because I think with these scams now, they're getting so elaborate these days, especially with the use of AI. I think that AI has something to do with some of these scams, and they're just looking more legitimate.
I'll make fun of myself for this.
Like years ago, we would say, I can't believe you fell for the email where the Nigerian prince needs...
Oh, the classic.
Right. But now, these days, I think some of them are looking, especially the ones that come to your phone, are looking very legitimate. And I can understand why people are falling for these. What text came to your phone?
Well, first of all, I will say that I will happily make fun of myself for this, because every time that I see the, like, new scams going around, I always think to myself, like, how can people still fall for these? And there I was two nights ago, and I didn't even realize that it was a scam until this morning. And I was looking through the news. So the text that I got was apparently from the Ohio Turnpike, that I had unpaid tolls. I had, like, I don't know, something like $5 or something in unpaid tolls. And if I didn't pay them by certain date, that I was going to get like $110 late fee.
Okay.
And I clicked the link and everything. And I even, like, I looked at it and I was like, I don't know. And like, I looked at the link and it was a .com link. And I was like, I feel like it would be like a .gov. And then like, I looked up like Easy Pass, like Turnpike. And I was like, what is the website for this? And they weren't lining up exactly. But the graphics, I will say, on both websites were looked very similar. So I was like, ah, if this is real, like, I'm sure they'll reach out to me again or like send me mail or something. So I did not actually fall for it, but boy, oh boy, this is the closest I've ever gotten.
So just by clicking on the link, that hasn't done anything, because you had to take...
I don't know. I hope not.
You had to take further steps in order to fall for the scam, correct?
So yeah, I didn't input like any like credit card information or anything like that. And I assume that that's where the scam lies, but I'm sure that I just accidentally shared my data.
So, well, sometimes I don't know how the scam works. Like, for instance, we will get emails from IT here at Odyssey.
Yeah, that's another classic one.
That say, don't, it's, you fall, as soon as you click on the link, there's some kind of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it shuts everything down, or there's a virus or something. I don't really understand this stuff and how it works. So I don't click on anything.
I just, as a millennial, I always thought that I was safe from this. I'm like, oh, I'll never fall for that. I lived through the Nigerian prince chain emails. I was there. But no, this one almost got me the other day. So if you get a text from the Ohio Turnpike, PSA, I was just reading this article that the Ohio Turnpike says that they will never like text you requesting payment, which now reading that, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. It's like the IRS. Like, they're not gonna, the IRS isn't gonna like call you to pay your taxes.
Also, I'm forced to ask, do you drive the Turnpike a lot?
The thing is, I don't. But
well, now I'm laughing at you. Like, you don't even drive the Turnpike, and you think that you have unpaid tolls.
You know what? I will be the first to admit I'm really bad with directions. I find myself lost more often than not. So is there a chance that in the past 3 months I've ended up on the turnpike by accident? Probably. Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
You would know if you're on the turnpike because you have to get a ticket and you don't have an easy pass. There's a toll booth. You would know if you were on the turnpike.
Okay. Yeah, but listen, I'm from here, but I'm still getting used to things again. Okay. California does not have toll booths.
Okay.
They literally, no, this is wild. They put a sign on the highway, like a highway sign, mm-hmm. and you're going like 75 miles an hour. And it's like, hey, you're on the turnpike. Pay your toll at this website.
Yeah. No, I get it. I know what you're talking about.
So I'm supposed to take that website down while I'm going 75 miles per hour on the highway right now?
Pennsylvania, I think, is doing the same thing. I think they've eliminated all the tolls. So once
you're I don't like that. That's sneaky.
Once you're on the road. So what they do in Pennsylvania, from my understanding, is they take a picture of your license plate and they just mail you the bill after the fact.
Okay, that's nice. See, I like that. That's a lot better. I think in California, they're just hoping that you forget and that you don't go pay it. And then they hit you with the late fee. And that has happened to me before. Oh, did you get this text too?
I just got a text. William has one library item at Rocky River to pick up before Sunday. Please do not reply to this message. That's a scam. I don't go to the library.
I don't know why that feels more real, Bill.
It is real.
Okay.
I'll tell you what is not a scam. It is not a scam. The $100,000 summer download starts on Monday.
It sounds like a scam. It sounds like it's too good to be true, but we promise it's not.
Here's how it works. Here's what you need to do to be ready by Monday. Download our Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
It's free.
You can listen to Q104 on this Audacy app. And starting Monday, when you listen to Q104, at least for 1 hour on the app, a chance to win free money.
And we love free money.
$1,000, I think, on Monday. Your share of $100,000. It's Q104.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
JT, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Oh, my gosh. Look what I have right here.
Oh, look at that.
The Never Have I Ever wheel.
It is Friday.
Hold on. Let me move it closer to us.
Time to spin that thing.
So on this wheel.
Like, spin on that thing, but spin that thing.
So on this wheel, we have Never Have I Ever scenarios on all of the notches of the wheel. So we give it a spin, and wherever it lands, if one of us has a story that fits into the Never Have I Ever scenario, we've got to tell it. Make sense?
Those are the rules.
Let's spin it. So, Never Have I Ever drunk texted an ex is on there.
Oof.
Where is it going to land today?
Oh, no.
Never have I ever peed my pants in public.
Have you?
Not as a grown adult. Have you?
Yes. Like, yes.
Let's tell that story.
Okay, so actually, there's not just one. There's a couple. So one of them was in college. I'll just kind of gloss over this one, but one of the ones that is great. I was at a party. I was wearing black shorts and I maybe had too many beverages and totally peed my pants. But you know what? I kept my cool so well.
Well, wait, what were you doing at the time? Were you laughing super really hard? Or you just had to go?
I think I was like laughing. I was like outside and just like hanging out, drinking a beer on the porch at a party. But I was wearing, like I said, like black shorts, solid black shorts. And I peed my pants and I was like, oh boy. And I very calmly just went upstairs to this random person's bathroom, scoured around, found their hair dryer, dried my pants, and proceeded to stay out for the rest of the evening.
Well, yeah, why go home?
Yeah, no, the guy that I was dating at the time, I didn't even tell him.
Yeah, don't let peeing your pants ruin your night.
I didn't tell anybody for like 4 years. Like, I kept that one to myself. But there was another time when I was in middle school. So I wasn't a grown adult, but I was like 12 or 13, so definitely too old to do this. I was at church. I was taking classes to get my confirmation through my church.
Okay.
And it was in the middle of a lesson. I didn't want to ask to get up to go to the bathroom.
You were too embarrassed?
I guess so. So I definitely peed my pants on the couch. But, you know, what is really, really great about this one is my lie, my reasoning. Because then I proceeded to, like, you know, like, put my jacket around my waist and whatever. And I said that I had Capri Suns in my pocket exploded.
Oh, yeah. That can happen. It just shoots right out of the straw.
The way that I was so confident in that lie, though, like, I strive to have that level of confidence in my day-to-day life today.
Did everyone fall for it?
I sure thought they did, but I lied in my church, like, face-to-face with my... I was like, oh, yeah, I have Capri Sun. That's all that was. Don't worry about it.
Did you ask for forgiveness later about your lie?
No, I'm still working on getting the courage to do that. So maybe one day.
You only had to tell one story, by the way, but thank you for sharing too.
Oh, there's more. I could keep going. And this is an issue for me.
Every week we'll just tell a new story. Weekend watch list. What are we watching? What are we streaming? That's coming up. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Before we get to the weekend watch list, Post Malone dropped a new song last night.
He did?
Another collab.
With who?
Well, that song we just heard with Morgan Wallen, this time with Luke Combs. Here it is.
She's searching for someone who's gonna build it back. But I ain't got a guy for that.
Guy for that.
Oh, he's going full yeehaw. I love it.
Post Malone, Luke Combs now. That will also be on the F1 Trillion album that drops next month. Post Malone at Blossom Music Center, October 1st.
How is he like a music chameleon? He can do anything.
He really can.
I never thought he would have a country phase, and here we are, and I am into it.
I got to play this too. You know who else dropped a new song last night?
Who?
And he's a Cleveland guy, so we got to talk about it. MGK.
Oh.
A new song with Jelly Roll. See if you recognize this one.
Lonely road, take me home to the place that we went wrong. Where'd you go now? It's been a ghost town. I'm still here all alone.
Weren't you just talking about MGK going country the other week?
Everybody's doing it. All the cool kids.
There you go. MGK and Jelly Roll on that one. Let's get to the weekend watch list.
Don't believe me, just watch. Ow!
Here's what I'm bringing to the table today.
What do you got?
Season 6 on Netflix of Cobra Kai.
Oh, yeah. Bryce wants to watch that.
Has he watched any episode so far?
I don't believe so, but it's also not a show that he watches with me because I don't really like it. So.
Okay. Are you into it at all? Are you familiar with the Karate Kid movies? The original Karate Kid movies?
No.
Okay. This was like essential to my childhood. You know, growing up watching the original Karate Kid with Ralph Macchio as Daniel LaRusso and Pat Morita as Mr. Miyagi. So those movies were iconic to me. And then my son, Will, who's 13 now, I think it was like over a year ago, he asked me about this show, Cobra Kai, on Netflix because some of his friends were watching it and talking about it.
Okay.
And I didn't even know much about it, but it's basically just Karate Kid. It's a reboot of Karate Kid. It's called Cobra Kai, and it really focuses on, you don't care about this, but because you don't know any of the characters, but it focuses on Johnny, the bad guy, and Kreese, his sensei. You're pretending like you know what I'm talking about, but you really don't. Here's a little bit of Cobra Kai from season 6.
It's one thing to be the best in town. It's another to be the best in the world.
Just means I'm going to have to beat Robbie again.
I thought you were Miyagi-Do now.
You think things are better because now I'm training in your dad's backyard.
We have our strongest team.
Here's what I'm going to tell you about this movie or this TV show, this series, Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to love the Karate Kid movies in order to get into it because I mean, they just start doing karate on each other, and there's a lot of kicking where there really shouldn't be sometimes.
Oh.
This show is so bad, it's good.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Cobra Kai on Netflix.
You know what? Sometimes those are the best kinds of shows. Not going to lie to you.
What do you have for us today?
So I started watching this actually last night, and I turned it off because I was like, I can't get into this right now. I got to wait until the weekend hits. Dirty Pop on Netflix. It's a documentary. You know I love my documentaries. But it's about like the dark side, I guess, of boy bands.
Did this just drop?
I think it came out on Wednesday.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very new. It's on Netflix. But like I said, I started watching it and there was like super old school clips of like Backstreet Boys, and obviously Dirty Pop is like a reference to NSYNC. So I don't know if we'll get any of that in there. But I'm very excited to watch that this weekend. I'll probably do that tonight.
Okay. Should we hear a little bit of it?
Yeah. Let's roll the clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, NSYNC.
Nobody has a better talent for developing teen pop than Lou Pearlman.
Lou Pearlman.
Lou Pearlman.
Often refers to himself as the sixth Backstreet Boy.
He was moving all his money.
He messed with a lot of people's lives.
Where's my money?
We're all betrayed.
Sold his soul. On the run from the FBI.
Did you say you don't know if it's about NSYNC?
I said I haven't seen them in it yet.
Okay, it's got to be about NSYNC. It's Lou Pearlman.
It's also Backstreet Boys, too.
Okay.
I only saw stuff from the Backstreet Boys. So it starts in, like, 1993, and I literally, like, didn't get past that year in this documentary.
It's called Dirty Pop, and that's an NSYNC song, right?
Right.
Dirty Pop.
Can't stop. Yeah, but I, apparently, as a millennial, I just love ruining my childhood with documentaries. So I will be watching it in full, and I'm super excited, because I was real into the boy bands.
All right. Dirty Pop. On Netflix. There's your weekend watch list. On the way this morning, we still have good vibes at 8:55. And if you want to get on that, call now, 216-474-0104. Want to find out what you're excited about, maybe for the weekend, maybe something going on this weekend.
Yeah.
And after 9, another shot for you to win the Q104 104 Days of Summer concert pass. That will get you into multiple shows around Northeast Ohio this summer.
Wake up! Wake up!
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
Yeah, their first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Q104. From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. The Olympics get underway today.
Today is the day.
Although I don't get that because I was watching the U.S. women's soccer team beat Zambia last night.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
So the competition is already underway, but the opening ceremonies are later today, however you want to look at it, 1:30 this afternoon. It is going to be the first time that they've had the opening ceremonies outside. They're going to be on boats. Traveling down the river Seine.
Wait, really?
In Paris. Yes.
Oh. First of all, I didn't realize that they aren't usually outside. I guess I just never pay that much attention, but they're on boats.
Yeah, they'll be on boats on the river.
Fancy.
LeBron James and Coco Gauff will be representing the United States, holding the flag. Live performance from Celine Dion and Lady Gaga again at 1:30. This afternoon on Peacock, but if you are not able to watch that, they will re-air it on NBC in primetime later tonight.
Okay.
I am enjoying reading about, what would you call these? I guess I'll call them the anti-doing it beds. Have you heard about this?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have.
So all of the athletes, they stay in one place.
Uh-huh.
And I believe they call it the Olympic Village. And who's ever in charge of this? The Olympic Committee, they wanted to discourage athletes. And I'm assuming this is something they do every time they have the Olympics.
I think it is.
They want to prevent the athletes from getting it on while the summer games are going on. So what they provided the athletes for sleeping arrangements in Paris, twin size beds featuring cardboard frames designed to collapse under the weight of more than one user.
Like, first of all, it sounds like prison. Second of all, cardboard beds.
Cardboard.
Cardboard. Not even like IKEA, like a cardboard bed, which just blows my mind because, like, these athletes are competing for their country. They've been training their entire life to be at the Olympics, to put on their best performance. And the night of sleep that they're getting beforehand is on a cardboard bed.
And this supports the bodybuilders? Like, those, they're heavy.
I didn't even think about that.
They've got some weight on them.
Imagine just laying down as one person and it collapses.
Yeah,
and you're like, I'm sorry. I'm an athlete.
Yeah, the size of one bodybuilder has to be the size of maybe two gymnasts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, good luck to them.
I like that they took such extreme lengths to try to make sure that there are no Olympic babies coming out of this.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Q104. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.